Concours Écricom 2013, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 26. Why Poles love coming to Britain. The Polish have been settling here since the war, impressing us with their work ethic and desire to integrate. No wonder their language is the most widely spoken after English. Polish, it was revealed last week, is the most commonly spoken non-native language in England and Wales. More than 500,000 people in Britain now speak Polish as their first language, placing it ahead of Punjabi and Urdu and behind only English and Welsh. The data, extracted from the 2011 census, confirmed the staggering numbers of Polish migrants who are now living, working and putting down roots in the UK. Some 521,000 Polish-born people have made their homes here. The influx of Poles to this country has long been evident in the swaths of Polish supermarkets, grocers, churches and cultural centres that have appeared across the country, particularly since 2004, when Poland joined the European Union, opening up borders for free movement of workers. During the past decade, Polish culture has ingrained itself in British society. Most major supermarkets, including Sainsbury's, Tesco and Waitrose, now stock Polish food and drink. There are 10 Polish churches in London alone, and road signs are translated into Polish in villages around Cheshire. How have they, unlike any other nationality before them, achieved such full-scale integration into our society and in such a short time? The ability of Poles to integrate seems to be linked to the reason many of them come to Britain in the first place. Work, explains Robert Siniowski of the Polish Embassy in London, is the main factor that draws Poles to the UK. Most of them are young, they're from small towns, they see it as a chance to get out and have an adventure, so they come to Britain. Poles have a reputation for being hard workers, especially in the manual labour sector. The willingness and ability of Poles to learn English is another factor that has been crucial to their integration. According to the Polish Central Statistical Office, 40% of Poles aged 25 to 64 speak at least one foreign language, most commonly English or German. It was the Second World War that really formed the roots of Britain's Polish community. The Poles made an important contribution to the Allied war effort, providing troops, intelligence, and vital equipment. After the fall of France in 1940, the exiled Polish Prime Minister and his government set up office in London, bringing with them 20,000 soldiers and airmen. Poles made up the largest non-British group in the RAF during the Battle of Britain. When the war ended, Churchill vowed that the British would never forget the debt they owed to the Polish and pledged citizenship and freedom of the British Empire for all. Fleeing the communist government in Poland, many refused to return home, leading to the passing of the Polish Resettlement Act 1947, the UK's first mass immigration law.